The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Since 1989, the Sports for Kids Foundation has been dedicated to improving the quality of life of special needs children and their families throughout the entire country. Al Vacanti is the co-founder of Sports for Kids. Al, thanks so much for taking the time.
Mike, thank you for giving us this opportunity.
You're one of the co-founders. Can you take us back to the need you saw and how you decided to fill it?
Well, back at that time, I had aspirations to be like a Jerry Maguire, and I had some modest success. I had a few ball players that had a little bit of time in the National Football League and then the Canadian League and then the old original USFL. So I had made some contacts with the front office people during my attempts to negotiate contracts for some of my clients. And a small group of us got together, and we had talked about doing something to help kids. And we came upon the idea of doing an auction. And I reached out to a lot of the people that I would sometimes clash with in terms of discussions about the players I had or their values. But the contacts were very good in terms of their support of what we were trying to do back here. So we decided to start holding an annual auction to raise money and then to try to either respond to requests for help or to find opportunities where we could help special needs kids. We went national for a few reasons. We wanted to keep money in the Omaha area and in Nebraska, Western Iowa, because that's where it was raised. But we also understood that without the support of players and teams from around the country, we didn't have an auction. So we made a point to try to say thank you to some of these players and some of these teams for their support by going back and helping a child or two or making a contribution to a program or an organization in their area that would serve special needs kids.
Can you kind of give a couple of examples of the types of things that this charity auction is financing?
Well, there's one place where we work. They have several infants that require protective helmets. So usually every year we're giving them anywhere from 5 to 10 or 12 protective helmets for some of the children that they take care of. Locally, we also help fund the Junior Wheelchair Sports Camp. We have helped fund riding sessions for children who are involved with equine therapy. Adaptive recreation equipment is something else that we have provided for children. We've helped underwrite a cost of a camp to teach children with autism how to safely ride bicycles, just to give you a few examples.
That's fantastic. Well, on March 14th at the DC Center in Omaha, doors open at 5:30. It's quite the gala event that you're going to have there. Can you tell us about it?
We'll have 150 silent auction items and then 50 to 60 live auction items. Most of it is sports memorabilia, but we've expanded to include some things from the entertainment world, historical. I'm just going to give you names just because of the sheer volume, but the jerseys from Caitlin Clark, Steph Curry, Mike Trout, Mariano Rivera, Wayne Gretzky, framed photos signed by Muhammad Ali, Sylvester Stallone, Ted Williams, Paul Skeens, Ken Griffey Jr., even Billy Dee Williams and James Caan from the Brian song. Baseballs, hockey sticks. We have tickets to the Omaha Playhouse. We have admissions to Robber's Cave down in Lincoln. We have three-night stay in Las Vegas. We have runs of for a year as well. So we run an awful lot of different types of events. We have an autographed helmet from Patrick Mahomes. We have an autographed helmet from J.J. Watt. We have autographed bats from Ernie Banks, Nick Kurtz, and Mike Piazza. We even have a couple of books. We acquired some books from a lady locally that she and her husband had collected over the years, signed by presidents of the United States.
When the doors open at 5:30, by 6:15, there's a nice buffet dinner there and everything as well, while you can enjoy a meal and look over these fine things and know that every dollar raised is going towards helping these kids, really, truly providing sports for kids in need. Al, I got to ask you, how rewarding is it for you when you get to see a playground open or get to see these kids participate in something that they couldn't have without that kind of financial help?
It can be very overwhelming. It can be very emotionally overwhelming. That's the thing that really keeps us going, is knowing that a child maybe can participate in something that they couldn't do before, or a child gets help with the treatment of a condition that they're dealing with. We've said before, we really wish that every child could be healthy, and that way they wouldn't need a Sports for Kids. But as long as kids have these needs, we're happy to try to fill some of those.
The 35th annual Sports for Kids auction, March 14th at the DC Center in Omaha. Doors open at 5:30. Information can be found at sportsforkidsfoundation.com. He's Al Vacanti. He's the co-founder of Sports for Kids. Al, thanks so much for the hard work you're doing out there.
Mike, thank you. And we want to thank the people who come to our event, because without them, we can't do the work we're doing. So thank you.